Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 321 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. This week's episode is another dashboard confessional. Yesterday, I spent the day at my brother's house. I always take the Monday after WrestleMania off, so that's why there was no podcast recorded at my house in my man-child studio. You know what it was? So the Yankees were supposed to play at 2 o'clock. So I said to my dad, I go, listen, well, it's going to be 60 degrees out. It's going to be beautiful. I'll come by. We'll have some cigars. We'll hang out. We'll watch the game outside. Perfect idea. Forgot about the solar eclipse. So they moved the Yankee game to 6 o'clock. But I went by anyway, and we had a little hangout, cigars in the backyard, watched the solar eclipse. Very underwhelming. I wasn't impressed. You know, it was like a cloudy day. To me, it wasn't anything, I don't know. Where I saw it, I wasn't blown away by it. Let's just put it that way. What I was, excuse me, choking on my own water over here. What I was blown away by was WrestleMania this weekend. We're going to start it there. And you know, if you listen to the podcast, if you know I'm going to get into some wrestling, you know there's going to be a correlation of where I take something from what happened this weekend into my own life or what you could take into your journey. So bear with me as we go down this road of WrestleMania 40, which is kind of freaky because I've seen every WrestleMania. I'm going to be 45 in August, and I remember being like almost 5 years old at my aunt's house, closed circuit, watching on closed circuit, the main event, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Rowdy Piper and Paul Orndorff. I remember this. I remember Wendy Richter and Cyndi Lauper and Captain Lou Albano and Liberace dancing in the ring. I remember all this stuff. And I would like to think that I would be more mature from that day in 1985, 84 actually, but I am not. So was it 85? Maybe it was 85. It was 85. I think it was 85. Anyway, I digress. We'll worry about the days later. Anyway, I'm just saying, you would think 40 years later, I would be more mature. I'm not. I still love WrestleMania. I still love professional wrestling. I love the way it makes you feel, the showmanship of it, the stories. It's amazing. This is a different WrestleMania in the sense that this is the first WrestleMania that Vince McMahon was not a part of the company. Now, Vince McMahon had sold his shares and the company to TKO. And then a lot of stuff came out about Vince McMahon. I really don't want to get into all of that because it's not the podcast for it. You can Google it. I did not know this man was that sick. And you know what? Frankly, I'm happy he has nothing to do with this company anymore. As much as I grew up liking Vince McMahon, loving Vince McMahon, I can't. To me now, he's a monster. And I can't. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. We'll get it. This is a positive podcast. Positive things we're talking about today in the Dashboard Confessional. And we'll get to that. So WrestleMania 40. So a couple of weeks ago, as I talked about it on the podcast, my nephew Luke asked me to take him to WrestleMania. And I said, no, buddy, but we can watch it together. I get crazy with WrestleMania. Like, I have to watch it. I have to be at a certain place at a certain time. I watch the whole thing. So I asked him the week before. I'm like, you sure you're up to this, buddy? He goes, yeah, we're going to watch it. I'm like, okay. That day, I even texted my brother. And I said, is Lucas still in on this? And he goes, yes, Lucas wants to watch it. I go, okay, fine. I'll be there about 6 o'clock. We saw watching WrestleMania, and the kid's excited. And I got a picture. If you look at my Instagram at Comic Anthony D and you go through the picture of WrestleMania, he's like he's laying on me, half on the couch, half on the couch, and we're just like watching wrestling and he's like snuggled up on me. He's going to be 11 years old in July. That doesn't happen a lot. Like, we're close. The kid is not overly affectionate. I'm not either. So, but I take it where I take it where I can get it. You know, he's my nephew. I love him. My oldest nephew. Liddy was just doing her thing. She was hanging out with one of the kids from across the street. My sister-in-law was back and forth with the neighbor as well. My dad was with them as well. Mike, my brother Mike was with Rocco. Rocco had a day on Saturday. Want to give him a shout out. The dude hit a grand slam in his baseball game. Then after the baseball game, he goes and he wins his flag football championship. So Rocco had a day on Saturday, worthy of WrestleMania. And so they were out celebrating. I guess they took the kids to the local like pizza joint, and they were just hanging out and having a good time. Rocco came back closer to the main event, and I got a cute picture with him too. Like, he got on the couch, snuggled up, grabbed my arm, like hugged my arm, and just went to sleep. Rocco's more affectionate. I get a lot of hugs and stuff from him, but it's still nice that these kids are like almost 11 and 9. And Uncle Cheese is still, still there. You know, I'm up there, but, you know, like, they're still, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's get back to WrestleMania. So it was awesome watching with me and Luke. We were just watching the thing, and it was funny. My sister-in-law made Italian wedding soup, which I love. Lucas was like, I don't want to eat that. So I said, I leaned over, I'm like, I'm going to order a pizza. And he's like, yeah. He's like, can we get wings? Absolutely, buddy. So I ordered some pizza and wings. We had pizza, wings. We were watching WrestleMania. It was an awesome time. He was jumping up and down, excited about the matches. Was really into some of the girls. The kid, it's funny, like, he's noticing that. And you, like, you think back. Yeah, I was noticing that too at that age. Maybe before then. So night one went awesome. Great matches and everything. Night two, he had school on Monday, so the plan was for me to watch it at the Cigar Lounge on my iPad. I brought with me all of American Rebel Cigars, the Crossroads. It's Cody Rhodes' company. It's Cody Rhodes was fighting Roman Reigns in the main event. Is Cody going to finish the story? I brought the cigars with me, so I'd have it when he did. And so during the day, it was my Aunt Jackie's 70th birthday party. Happy birthday, Aunt Jackie. It was a blast. We had such a good time. The family was all over. And I didn't want to leave, but I had to leave. WrestleMania was coming on. And I always sound like I'm leaving an adult party to go watch WrestleMania, but that's the way it is. Night two, not as many matches, but the matches were great. And I was into it. I'm sitting there, I'm watching it. So let's fast forward to Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Great match. It was Bloodline rules, so anybody can interfere. So the Bloodline started interfering. First Solo Sikoa, then Jimmy Uso. I'm sorry, and then Solo Sikoa, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso came in to help Cody, The Rock came down, Cena came out, The Undertaker. It was great. So they all cleared out of the ring, and Cody Rhodes finally did it. He pinned Roman Reigns. He finished his story. And the story was that when he first came back to WWE after he appeared at WrestleMania, the next night on Raw, he showed a picture of his father, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the all-time great Hall of Famer, Dusty Rhodes, never won the WWE, WWF championship. There's a picture of him in Madison Square Garden holding up over his head. He won in a count out versus superstar Billy Graham, but the title can't change hands with a count out. So he never won that title. And Cody said that his father had that picture up. That was the one title that eluded him in his career. And if you don't know about Dusty Rhodes, please look it up. The guy's an absolute legend. He's done everything. NWA champion, WCW, ruled Florida, was a creative genius. Helped so many guys along in NXT. But he never won this championship. And unfortunately, Dusty Rhodes passed away a few years ago. And Cody said in his speech at that time that his story was to win that championship. And he can't physically do it, but put that championship in his father's hands. And last year when he lost to Roman, we thought the story was over, but we had a whole other year of Cody battling back, and here he is now, and now he's champion. And he's got his mom in the ring, and he handed his mother that belt. And I started getting like, I had to like really fight. I was going to cry. I had to fight back crying. I was in the cigar lounge smoking cigars, guys all around me. And here I am now fighting tears back, watching Cody Rhodes put that belt in his mother's hands. Whereas The Rock calls him Mama Rhodes. And it's such a great story. I mean, you think about Cody's, his own journey. So Cody is a second generation star. He started out in WWE. You know, never really got past the mid-card, was maybe overlooked. They put him in a gimmick, the Stardust gimmick. He actually asked for his release, went on the independents, and built himself up into a main event star. Helped start a new company. And when he felt like he reached a glass ceiling there, he went back to WWE. A megastar. And he went from, as he says, undesirable to undeniable to undisputed. He's the undisputed WWE champion. And you look at that journey and you think about, like, I remember watching Cody Rhodes. I think he started like in 2009 or 8, maybe 10. And you think about this whole long journey now to win his first World's Championship in WWE, the first Rhodes to win one. Yeah, how can you not be motivated? How can you not see like the hard work? Betting on yourself. That's really the key. Betting on yourself. Never be afraid to bet on yourself. Know your worth. Know what you are. And if you're not getting it somewhere, go find it someplace else. And even failure, it's okay to fail. Doesn't mean that your story is over. You know, last year when Cody lost to Roman, listen, I know it's scripted, but I'm just saying, in the sense that, you know, storyline-wise, it could have been over for him, but it wasn't. You know, he built back this year and he came back, and the fans could have lost interest, but he worked hard. He kept the fans interested. They wanted to be in the story with him. They wanted to be in the main event. They wanted to see this happen. And it just because, and it all goes back to him asking for his release from a solid paycheck. And you think about what we want in life, job security. You know, he could have stayed in WWE, did that mid-card shit for the rest of his career, made a ton of money, and sailed off into the sunset. But there was something inside of him that's like, I'm better than this. This is not my destiny. This is not what I'm supposed to be. He left. He created a megastar in himself. He bet on himself, and he was right. He knew what he had. And I think that's, and I'm speaking for myself here, a lot of times I forget that about myself. I forget that. And I'm sitting here, I'm getting choked up talking about wrestling and myself, how it all correlates. I know it sounds silly, but, you know, I've been afraid to bet on myself. I've been afraid to step out of the box, do something different. It's almost like I'm afraid of being successful. I'm afraid of it knowing that something else will work. Sounds weird, right? Sounds crazy. And yesterday I was at my brother's house and we were outside. And I was telling my dad and my sister-in-law that I'm going to make a doctor's appointment and I'm going to see about getting these shots, the weight loss medication. And my father's like, yeah, you got to do something. I'm like, I know I do. I just don't want to talk about it. I hate, you know, if someone's got a podcast to talk about it, I don't like talking about it. I can talk about it on here. It's different. I'm not face to face with anybody, but I don't like talking about this in my real life. It's and I don't like going to doctors. I don't like being poked and prodded and asked questions, and I feel like I'm being ridiculed and judged. And if that, you know, I know it's not the case, but you can't tell me that I can't feel that way or I don't feel that way, because it's how my head operates. So I'm going to bet on myself again. I'm going to kind of, you know, step out of my comfort zone, out of my easygoing paycheck, quote unquote. I could just do WW forever and it works or it doesn't work. I could just say I'm on it and be comfortable. Maybe I still will do WW as, you know, a way to track stuff. But as far as what I'm going to do, I really think it is this weight loss medication. I've made a doctor's appointment for next Monday, to talk to my doctor. And that's the first step. I don't know what else I'll have to do. I don't know what medicine I'm going to be taking. I don't know all this. The first step is now I made the appointment. I was supposed to go yesterday. I rescheduled it because I'm scared. I know I see people taking this medicine. And they're successful. It just scares me. Like I don't want anything to happen. Putting a medication into my body that I don't know anything about. It scares me to death. It really does. But you know what? Not doing something scares me more. I don't like where I am right now. I'm physically sick of myself. I'm just done. I hate how immobile I become. I hate that everything's a chore to do. Movement. Anything, it just sucks. I hate the way I feel, and I don't want to feel like that anymore. And to me, that's scarier than putting something in my body that'll help me. But you know, it's a foreign medicine. I don't know anything about it really. I got to do my research. I'll talk to my doctor, and you know, but I think that's the way I'm going. I'm 99.9% in favor of that. I ain't going to do it. Got to talk to my insurance company, see what they cover. I'm sorry, I'm like a babbling mess. I'm sitting in my car on lunch, crying with my sunglasses on. I must look like, what a mess I must look like. But yeah, I got to talk to a lot of different things and see what happens. But I made the appointment. I'm definitely going to go next week and see what they say. I know this is not a miracle drug. I know this is not a cure-all. I know you just don't inject it into your body and then boom, you start losing weight. You have to do the work too. But I'm ready to do that. And I need a little push. I need a little help. And everybody I've seen, I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Everybody I've seen on this is doing fantastic. They're enjoying it, you know, and, why not take advantage of modern medicine and, you know, see what this is about. And listen, the thing is, if I don't like it, if it makes me feel that bad, I could stop doing it and try something else. But that's the way we're going right now. We're going to go with the a little help from the medical world. I don't know too much about, like I said, what I'm will I be taking, or anything because I haven't talked to my doctor yet. And I'm sure that it's not just going to happen when I go next week. I'm sure there's other things that I'll want to test and everything else, my blood work and stuff, to see, you know, what the deal is. But, you know, it's exciting too, you know, to think about, like, you know, being successful again and losing weight and getting my life back. And, you know, I hate that I'm back here again because of where I was, and I don't want to dwell on that, and I'm not even going to go down that road right now. I just want, you know, I want what I had back. I didn't appreciate it. I put it down in my own head that I wasn't further along, that I wasn't in more, you know, in better shape, that I wasn't this, that I wasn't that. And I didn't realize what exactly where I was. I mean, I talked about it and I realized it in some moments, but overall, I didn't appreciate where I was. And, it came back to bite me in the ass because I appreciate it now and I miss it now. And hopefully we'll get that back. I'm all stuffy now because I was getting almost shot in the car. It's hot here today, like 71 degrees out. I have my windows up, the car's off because I don't want the air condition to mess with the background noise. You can probably hear the cars going by. But yeah, other than that, it was a great weekend. WrestleMania, hanging out with the nephew, some family time on Sunday, and then, you know, everything else, and coming to grips with really what we want to do moving forward, and, you know, and also watching, believe it or not, watching Cody's whole thing and how he bet on himself, you know, was like, who else to bet on but yourself? You know, we're all capable of great things in our own way. And not everything has to be, you know, winning the WWE Championship WrestleMania. It could be just getting out of your comfort zone, trying something new. That could be your championship. You could just be doing something you never did before. It could be going on a new adventure. It could be, you know, just a day for yourself. Anything that is positive for you that you wouldn't have done. And if you would have asked me a few years ago, I mean, even a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, about taking these shots, I was dead set against it. I said it many times, I would not do it. But, you know, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm owning up to the fact that I need something more. I need help, and I'm going to go get it. So, that being said, we'll see what the doctor says next week. My appointment's before the podcast, so we'll come on, we'll talk about that. A little doctor review podcast. I might be in a mode after that. You know, we'll see how that twists me up, but either way, we'll know more next week, and I'm looking forward to that. So I want to thank everybody who joins us here for episode 321 on this Dashboard Confessional. I hope everybody has an awesome and safe week, and I will talk to you later. Have a good one.